This is Larry Goodman with Georgia Wrestling History, and I'm here with AJ Steele. One day, approximately 24 hours after the announcement that Rampage Pro Wrestling was shutting their doors for good after almost 5 years of operation. AJ, how did you find out about the closure?
I got a text message from one of Dr. Gayton's assistants, and it was basically like a mass message to, I believe, me and a few others that were, you know, involved with the company. I don't know if everybody got the same message that I got, because I still have not talked to everybody, but it was that, yeah, it was a text message, and, you know, it pretty much said that due to the financial losing, basically, of the company, you know, he wouldn't be able to continue, effective immediately, that Rampage would be, you know, shutting their doors, and, you know, that was, like I said, it was a lot more to it than that. It was a couple of people's names that were mentioned directly, but for the most part, that was it. It was a text message.
And your reaction upon hearing it?
I was, well, obviously, like everybody else is saying, this is sort of, you know, a shock, because we didn't think that it was doing that bad. As far as we would have hit or miss crowds, of course, they'd be up 1 week, down 1 week. Financially, from a financial standpoint, I completely understand why Dr. Gayton would want to pull the plug after 5 years of, you know, my personal opinion was the death of it was the TV part, because that's probably where all of the money went into versus the talent. I don't think it costs as much to get talent versus the television part of it. So I was definitely, you know, it definitely affected me in a negative way. Definitely upset about it, but, you know, I understand his point of view, and from my point of view as a wrestler, of course, you never want to see a company that ran as well as Rampage did close.
You were there, correct me if I'm wrong, you were there from the very beginning.
Right. I'm actually the one who came up with the name Rampage Pro Wrestling. I mean, Dr. Gayton and I sat down with a mutual friend who I'm sure most of the guys remember, Katie Mayo. Katie and I knew each other from, you know, nightclub days where I bounced at a club and she was a bartender, and we moved on from there. She met Dr. Gayton and worked for Dr. Gayton, and that's how Dr. Gayton and I met, was through Katie Mayo. Sat down with him. He told me what he wanted to do. He wanted to bring pro wrestling to the Warner Robins area, and at the time, you know, I was the guy who knew all of the right people to get in touch with to get everybody here, so that was the collaborative effort. Obviously, he had the money to do it. I had the phone numbers and the connects to get everything rolling, and collaborated together with him, and we made Rampage happen.
Are you the only one who was there from the beginning who was with the company at the time it closed?
To say from the beginning, meaning like day one?
Yeah.
I would say, I'm thinking right now, and I don't want to be a liar, I want to say yes, I think Kyle Matthews was on the first show.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken. There was a few, I want to say me and Kyle Matthews are probably, Dustin Robinson, the referee.
Yeah.
There's a few people that were there from day one, from the very first show, and if I'm forgetting anybody, I'm sorry, but yeah, they were definitely me, Kyle Matthews, Dustin Robinson, maybe one or two other people that were there from day one that were there when the doors actually closed.
You know, of course, I remember seeing you back in Columbus for Jerry Oates and GCW and that, and it strikes me that your peak was at some of your matches at Rampage. Do you feel that way about it, that's been the peak of your career?
Yes, because I look at the GCW days, I learned so much from so many different guys. If you remember correctly, you know, we worked very closely with a lot of the TNA guys, and those guys had been, you know, a lot further than what I had been at the time, and so I learned a lot the Sonny Siakis, the David Youngs, the Elix Skippers, the Eric Watts, the AJ Styles, the different guys that came through. Bo Buchanan, who may not have worked for TNA, but he was very important in my career because I really learned a lot from him. Like I said, if I'm forgetting anybody, I'm sorry, but there were so many people who were very vital in my career and very important in making it better. So when I got to the Rampage part of my career, I was able to have a lot better matches and creatively put more into the matches that I was doing because I've learned so much from those guys and I was in the ring with great guys and were able to, you know, produce really good matches.
You know, the only other person I've spoken to directly about this is Murder One, and I just have to ask what your thoughts are about him, your relationship with him during your time at Rampage and so forth, with him being the final booker and so forth.
My relationship with him has not changed, nor will it change, of course. We still do business together in other places as well, you know, like we did with Rampage. I do believe that Murder was definitely, to me, Murder gave Rampage that shock value. That when we started doing things under the Murder One part of the Rampage days, I believe Murder added an edge that we used to touch on it, but we never really like pushed it. We really pushed the envelope with some of the stuff that we did with Murder One, and so I feel like. And it wasn't just us as far as he and I and Corey and sometime Bordell or, you know, the whole Blacklist thing. I think it was the entire show. Because if you remember some of the things that happened with some of the other guys, you know, Chris Jacobs did certain things that was, you know, pretty cool. And it just really pushed the envelope to me when Murder took over the show. I personally have had positive points through everybody's, you know, booking of Rampage. I can't lie. At this point, I will say Micah Taylor would definitely be my favorite part because he's the one who came up with the idea of turning AJ Steele heel because it would be, number one, a shock to everybody. And it was like my personality, he saw the personality in me that he wanted me to put out to the rest of the fans that would come. And Micah Taylor was a very big part of me becoming, you know, a part of the Usual Suspects and a part of the Blacklist thing.
So if we're going to talk bookers, what about the Jimmy Rave era? Your thoughts on that?
I also enjoyed working, you know, during that time because Jimmy Rave, you know, saw a lot, the beast in me. You know how when he...
Yes.
We used to get the AJ's Gonna Kill You chant when Jimmy Rave was booking the show because I would go out and, you know, I would attack ring announcers or I would attack referees or I was just kind of uncontrollable at the time. I didn't care who was in the ring. And like I said, the beast in me was when Jimmy Rave pretty much was behind the wheel, and I enjoyed that part of the show as well. There has not really been, to be honest with you, the craziest thing about it is probably when it first started, when I had a little bit to do with the booking.
Yes.
Like I said, it's a very little bit, was probably, and I hate to say this, but when I had something to do with the booking is when it was probably at its worst. So everybody after that is when it became better for me because people saw things in me and they, you know, collaborated with me to bring out the animal AJ Steele or the human wrecking machine as they're calling me now. You know, they saw that in me and they helped push that out of me. And so I think all of the different, Nick Patrick, you know, was one of the guys who sat me down and said, you know what, you're an animal and you don't even realize it, you know. So I give him a lot of credit during the Nick Patrick and Jody Hamilton day. So there has not been a negative point for me at Rampage except for when I was booking. When me and Jason Cross were booking, and we were doing great, but things were just better when other people were doing it and they said, okay, we got AJ here, we can do this, 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 and this, and it was great when they came to me with the ideas. And you know me, I'm not the guy to pretty much turn down too much of anything. If it's going to be fun and I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going
to... You know, we were talking about this last night in Perception with Reality, the radio show, and it was we touched on the whole thing of character, quote, character development, and drawing out from within people and having a character put on somebody. And
right.
it feels to me like this is, you know, part of what you're saying is, a lot of what you're saying is that the various bookers drew on the things within you.
Right, right. And the funny thing is like, I have this reputation for being this rip your head off and, like, pull your face off, heart out, your body guy. But then in the people who really know me, know that, you know, I'm one of the coolest people you'll ever meet because I'm so relaxed. But when it comes time for us to do what it is that we do, I don't know anybody more intense than I am. And these people saw that in me and they pulled it out and they were like, hey, that's what we want. You need to do that, and you need to do that on a level 25, because right now you're on level 10. We want you on level 25, and I had no problem getting there.
You know, you've always struck me as somebody who's like, for lack of a better way of putting it, a real pro wrestler in an era when there's a lot of pretenders and wannabes. Am I overstating the case?
Can you repeat that question, because I couldn't hear exactly what it was that you said?
I was saying that you strike me as a quote-unquote real wrestler in an era with a lot of pretenders and wannabes.
Right.
Do you feel that way? Could you just respond to that, please?
I feel like, to me, it was go out there and entertain the people, number one. But make the people afraid if they saw you in a dark alley, sort of thing. I hope I'm answering your question.
You are, and I would be very afraid in a dark alley with you.
I really want people to believe that, you know, when you piss AJ off, there is no telling what's going to happen. There's been things that I've not cared about my body to destroy another person. I'll put my own body through whatever. I kind of wanted to give off a little bit of unstableness.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like I said, I've always enjoyed going to that level 25 or that level 30, for that matter, off the charts. Like, I wanted people to really think that, you know, this guy could probably kill somebody if they didn't calm him down, you know? And it was easy to do for me because, I guess, because I'm so nice in everyday life, when it came time to actually perform, it was easy to do. Once the bell rang, I was ready.
Well, you got to make people believe, and you certainly made me believe, and continue to make me believe. Couple things. There's been something posted about the company being up for sale. Do you know anything about that? Do you have any interest or know any people who would be interested in actually keeping Rampage going?
I absolutely have an interest in keeping Rampage going. I have talked to Dr. Gayton, but I have not completely, gotten with him about that part of it. Of course, I talked with him about the closing of the company, and he voiced his opinion to me on, you know, why, and I completely understand why, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to him about anything else, but I do plan on talking to him about everything, because, I really have this feeling, and I hope I'm not sounding too arrogant when I say I really feel like if anybody, not necessarily deserves it, but if he gives anybody an opportunity, it would definitely be me, considering that we started this whole thing together. And if I showed some interest in continuing Rampage, I think he'd be very happy with it. And I think he would be happy with it.
So you're on the record as saying you're interested in being part of an effort to keep the company going in some way, shape, or form.
If Rampage is going to continue, I'm definitely going to have, I mean, unless whoever comes in and gets the company is an idiot, then I'm going to have something to do with it. If the Rampage name and the Rampage doors are open somewhere, I'm kicking somebody's ass in that ring. Without no question, unless, like I said, unless the person who owns it just doesn't like me for whatever reason, I don't know. That, you know, it's possible. There are people in this world that don't like me, but if they're smart, I would think that AJ would have something to do with their company.
Well, they'd have to be a complete idiot for you not to be involved. But it sounds like you're saying that
right.
you feel positive that it will continue.
You know what? We all know in this business you can never say never.
Never.
And
never.
I don't feel like this situation is any different. I have truly, like I said, I voiced my opinion to you, now to the world, that they know that I'm interested in, you know, the company. I know that there are other people that are, you know, probably even more better financially set than I am that are interested in the company. And I don't care. Like, if say somebody gets the company before I get a chance to, I'm cool with that, as long as, you know, and it doesn't even matter whether I'm a part of it or I'm not. Like, if they were, like I said, if it was an idiot and they decided to have the company and they didn't want to use me, great. But I'm still going to support the company. I still want to see the other guys that that I either wrestled against or was on shows with. I want to see them succeed. I want to see the company succeed. I don't know if the shows will be in the same building or not, but I would love to see the company continue and to actually get to a point where it does make money and it's very successful.
And in the eventuality that the company does not continue, you know, there's been some sentiment at least expressed on the internet that there should be a final show, which, correct me if I'm wrong, at this point there is no plan for a final show. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't heard about a final show. I feel as though, you know, if I would love for there to be a final show. I feel like it would give us, it happened so abruptly and it just, you know, it was so sudden that I really wish that we could do a final show. And if, you know, I haven't talked to Dr. Gayton, and in that text message there was, you know, some words that were basically saying, you know, basically don't try to call him and talk him out of this. You know, his mind is made up. And I completely understand that, you know. I haven't talked to him about anything, and I won't. I mean, if he wanted to do a final show, I'm putting it out there. I'll put it on Facebook. I don't have a problem with voicing my opinion. I mean, he can't kill me for giving my opinion. I would love for there to be a final show for the fans and for the workers who work the show. I mean, I really feel like it would be a great thing. It would be a great way to close a great company. If it's really going to be over with, and it seems that it is, I would definitely love for there to be a final show.
Well, I mean, I certainly agree. A company that was the, you know, Georgia Wrestling Promotion of the Year 2 years running.
Right.
It's done a lot of great things. Some macro things, so great things, but a lot of great things. It'd be a shame not to send it off with more closure, which is, you know, the sentiment that I've seen expressed on the internet.
I would love that. And like I said, I don't know if Dr. Gayton is wanting to do that or not, because definitely I know that he's lost a lot of money, you know, with doing Rampage as long as he has. I give him credit for it running as long as it did. But if I could talk him into doing one more show, I would definitely put forth the effort. I don't want to have to call him and ask him, Doc, can you please do another show? I would much rather it be a thing where he just saw that it was something that was needed. I mean, if you're already in the hole that bad, I don't feel like it's going to kill him to do one more show. And I'll even go on record and say I would do the last show for free. I don't know about anybody else. I don't care about anybody else. But in order to give the fans what I feel like we all deserve, I would do the last show for free.
Well, maybe he'll listen to this interview, because I sure as hell plan to post it as soon as we're done. So, listen, man.
Hope he does.
Thanks a lot for giving me the time and giving me your thoughts on this and being so open by your reactions.
I really do appreciate you, you know, getting in touch with me and us doing this, because I have been kind of quiet about it. I didn't really know what to say. You know, I do appreciate the fans, and let me go on record and say right now, like, I appreciate every fan, whether you booed or cheered, if you bought a ticket or you got in free, if you enjoyed the entertainment that was Rampage Pro Wrestling, I appreciate you for supporting it. Like I said in my Facebook post, I appreciate the people who were definitely not given enough credit behind the scenes, as far as the people who did payroll and Brenda Graham and Chad Graham and all of the Johnny G's employees that, you know, some of those young people that were at Johnny G's would watch my kids for me while, you know, the show was going on, and they took care of my children and made sure that they were happy and had all of the candy and junk food that they didn't really need, but they got. And I really want everybody to know that it was, no matter what you saw on television or no matter what you saw at the shows, Dr. Gayton and I have a great relationship with each other. He is still a friend of mine and will continue to be. And I just hope that, you know, out of this, maybe that one last show will get done. And I can't thank everybody enough for the support for 5 years that we did have. I appreciate everybody, including yourself, for all of the honest words, whether it was good or bad, about whatever it was. I respect and appreciate your words as well, because a lot of us use, you know, constructive criticism for positive input, you know, and we go out and we change what we do. So I appreciate everything and everyone, and, you know, hopefully maybe we can get that one last show.
Well, thank you. And like you said, never say never. Maybe we will see it.
Yeah, we all know better than to do that in this business.
AJ, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck, and again, appreciate all you did during your 5 years at Rampage. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.